2 Kings chapter 20. In those days Hezekiah was stricken with a terminal illness. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, visited him and told him, "This is what the Lord says. Give your household instructions, for you are about to die. You will not get well." He turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, remember how I have served you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and how I have carried out your will." Then Hezekiah wept bitterly. Isaiah was still in the middle courtyard when the Lord told him, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord God of your ancestor David says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Look, I will heal you. The day after tomorrow you will go up to the Lord's temple. I will add 15 years to your life and rescue you and this city from the king of Assyria. I will shield this city for the sake of my reputation and because of my promise to David, my servant." Isaiah ordered, "Get a fig cake." So they did as he ordered and placed it on the ulcerated sore, and he recovered. Hezekiah had said to Isaiah, "What is the confirming sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the Lord's temple the day after tomorrow?" Isaiah replied, "This is your sign from the Lord, confirming that the Lord will do what he has said. Do you want the shadow to move ahead 10 steps or to go back 10 steps? Hezekiah answered, "It is easy for the shadow to lengthen 10 steps, but not for it to go back 10 steps. Isaiah the prophet called out to the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back 10 steps on the stairs of Ahaz. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah was ill. Hezekiah welcomed them and showed them his whole storehouse with its silver, gold, spices, and high-quality olive oil, as well as his armory and everything in his treasuries. Hezekiah showed them everything in his palace and in his whole kingdom. Isaiah the prophet visited King Hezekiah and asked him, "What did these men say? Where do they come from?" Hezekiah replied, "They come from the distant land of Babylon." Isaiah asked, "What have they seen in your palace?" Hezekiah replied, "They have seen everything in my palace. I showed them everything in my treasury." Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Listen to the word of the Lord. Look, a time is coming when everything in your palace and the things your ancestors have accumulated to this day will be carried away to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Some of your very own descendants, whom you father, will be taken away and will be made eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The Lord's word which you have announced is appropriate." Then he added, "At least there will be peace and stability during my lifetime." The rest of the events of Hezekiah's reign and all his accomplishments, including how he built a pool and conduit to bring water into the city, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. Hezekiah passed away, and his son Manasseh replaced him as king. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.